Blog Talk Radio.
Terribly excited. And for all those who don't know who Lyrics is, Lyrics, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, guys. I'm the music coordinator for the Intune show. I guess that's about it.
Yes, so for all those who want their music on the Intune show, this is definitely the lady that you need to talk to make that all happen. So tonight we're going to be interviewing Mr. Hodges, which is really exciting because he has his movie out Partner, among other projects that we get to gain from. So he's on the line right now, so we're going to just bring him on so we can jump right in. How you doing tonight, Mr. Hodges?
I'm doing excellent. How you guys doing?
We're doing
great.
Excellent, too.
Yeah, hear me? I'm driving right now, and it's crazy rain out here in New York, so I don't know
yes.
if I got to connect.
Yeah, Yeah, I can hear you, but I don't want you getting into any type of crazy pants accidents because of the show.
I'm good. I'm used to this. I'm always on the road, so driving and talking is what I do anyway.
Oh, okay. Just as long as you're okay.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay,
so
awesome.
So
we just want to say welcome to the Intune show, and you're finally here, so I'm excited because I've been waiting for you. Waiting,
I know. I'm glad you're not pissing me out, because I was supposed to have been on here with a couple to go, right?
Yeah, but it's okay. We're here now. We're present, so it's all okay. Lyrics and I are just going to shoot you some questions and get your feedback so our listeners can gain. So tell us a little bit about you growing up. You know, how was it? Did you always want to direct movies and things of that nature?
No, actually, I didn't always want to do it. Me growing up as a kid, I didn't really have, like, the family structure, so I went through a lot of craziness in my life. So I came across wanting to do movies when it was a hustle to me that someone else had done a movie, and I had enough money at the time to kind of push them, and when I got involved with it, I kind of fell in love with the process, and that's when I started doing it myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it came out right. That's basically what it is.
Okay. So, you know, like for me, for instance, growing up, you know, I wouldn't say it was like totally structured, the whole foundation throughout life, but I think I always wanted to write, you know, and then I jumped from writing to designing to God knows what else, you know, kids jump from one thing to the next. So was there anything like you ever felt you wanted to do outside of discovering that you had a knack for movies?
Actually, when I was 11 years old, I had went to a funeral, and it was for my granduncle. And when I went to the funeral, his name was Leroy Hodges. And when I was only 11, and I remember this. And it came out at the funeral that he was an accomplished author and that he spoke, like I think, like 3 or 4 different languages. So that kind of shocked me, and I was inspired by that way back then. And when I was in prison for a long time, from 16 to the age of 23. And when I went to prison, I also went to college while I was in there. And in college, I had an English 101 class. And in the English 101 class, they taught us how to write stories. And what I did was I wrote stories, basically what I was locked up for back then, and I got A pluses in it. So I say that to say that I think writing has always been in me, and I just didn't know. But when I wanted to use it, it was there for me to tap into it. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. I also co-wrote Partner also.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be the talent that is something that I always wanted to do, I just didn't know until it came across me in a different type of way.
Right. Eric?
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, so besides Partner, I understand that you have three other movies that you've, I guess, written and directed?
Actually, I did six other films. I did a series called Crackhead Gone Wild, which was basically known all over the world. I've done that. I did volumes 1 through 4 of that. And I've done a couple comedy shows with the late comedian Rashid Thurman. And I've done a couple things with Joe Jackson and Talon, a couple BET comics. One DVD is called Laugh and Tell, and the next one was called I Spy Comedy. So that's a total of 6 or 7 altogether. So I've been around for a while.
Wow. Yeah. So you did Partner in 2006, so were you doing the other ventures around that time?
I wrote Partner in 2006. Though. I was doing Crackheads Gone Wild like really hard in 2005 to 2008, basically. And that's I've been all over the place with that. And in the middle of, in between that, I kind of wrote Partner. Well, actually, it was written already by BP Julian, and I kind of didn't like the way he wrote it. And I basically went page by page and wrote it all over again myself. So that's how Partner came about.
And it's inspired by the story of your life?
It's not the story of my life. Basically what it is I sat down with BP Julian one day, and he was asking me bits and pieces about, well, not bits and pieces, he was asking me about me, what I did growing up. And I told him everything. And, we sat the old-timer and the young dude, and I just kicked it with him. And he took his notes. And when he took his notes, he put together a Partner, the screen. Well, actually, it was called Road to the Promised Land. He put that together. And I didn't like the title. And I like what he did. What he did was took pieces of things that I told him, like scenes of what I told him, and put it into a movie format. And then he added some extra stuff in there to make it extra interesting. I don't think I'm that interesting, but he did that. You know what I mean? And I just didn't like his dialogue, and I didn't like the way he put a certain things together, so I kind of changed it up. I took it page by page and changed it up.
Right. So are you, like, constantly writing? Well, you say you write a lot, which is awesome, because it doesn't, writing is a process, we all know. But are you ever, like, scared of sharing, like, your ideas with someone in fear of them, like, taking your ideas?
I do it all the time. There's a lot of shows that's on TV because of me. When you're coming up in this business, you don't know that it's a business until you find out that it's a business. You know what I mean? And I say that to say, you can tell somebody a $1 million idea, and because you're not contracted to them, they can take it and do it themselves. And then they'll still be cool with you and act like nothing is all, wrong with what they did. And I come to find out that's like a normal thing in this business until you get your business right. And I finally got my business right. And once I got my business right, it made it harder because they want you to be stupid. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So the key to that is get your business right before you do anything. Because if you don't have your business right, they'll make you a star. I swear to God, they'll make you a star. And you won't get no money. Because you didn't tell them, I want to get paid for this and I want to get paid for that. Even if you're paying for it up front, I still want to be paid for this, and you can take your money back. But you got to have all that in paper for that to be in effect. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't do that thinking that it's going to happen for them.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, Lurks, go ahead.
Okay. Was that part of the delay when you initially started, or that was part of the issue that you had at the beginning of creating Partner?
Well, I had that issue with Crackheads Gone Wild, and the people who distributed Partner, they also distributed Crackheads Gone Wild. And when they did Crackheads Gone Wild, I saw a lot of money with them, but I saw a lot of money with them from what they wanted to show me. So when Partner was created, they thought that I was going to accept the same thing again, you know, with Partner. And they tried. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They tried to get me. But, you know, I had the right people on my ear this time go around, and they showed me how to do things the right way. So now, you know, Partner's moving in a faster pace.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before, they wanted to string it along, hoping that, you know, I wouldn't be on top of everything and I would just get lost in the sauce. You know, but, you know, being on top of your business makes things more successful for you. That's for anybody.
It sure does. Mm-hmm. It sure does. Wow.
So how would you describe the process of, like, fleshing out the characters that you chose for the movie?
What I did was, when we did the casting, I personally looked at every person. I had a round table, and I let everybody read, and I looked at them, and I tried to match the character to the person that I saw in front of me, because I knew that the easiest way to bring out what you want to see is for a person to be as close to it as natural as possible. So what I did was I chose the people who looked the part, and then I had them read. And when they read, you know, some people didn't match how they sound, the way they looked. But then other people would read, and then they would match. You know, so I kind of I narrowed it down like that. And I think most people should do that, because acting is easy when it's natural. And the best way for it to be natural is to have the person that best fits what it is that you're trying to show.
Well, that's a good concept.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to trademark it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're trademarking it tonight, so no one can
pick that. That's good. That's good, because, you know, I never broke it down like that, how I came across, you know, getting the actors. So now when you look at Partner, and if you notice, none of my actors are big-name actors. Most of them, this is their first time doing it. But seeing Partner, you would never know that. Like, I never acted in a movie before in my life. You know what I mean? But me, it being mainly about me, I know my character. So all I had to do was basically read the lines and be myself. So it was easy for me to do that. And I felt if it was easy for me to do that, it should be easy for anybody else to do it also. You know what I mean? You just have to want to do it. And that was another key thing. You got to, when you get actors to do projects, you got to get actors that really want to do it. Because you can pay somebody to do something, and then they'll show up late, or they won't show up at all. You know what I mean? But when you get somebody who really care about what they're doing, they don't even care if you're paying them. Yeah, they sign their contracts or whatever to make sure they get paid, but they're going to be there every day because they know the better that project is for me is, or for any executive producer, is better for the actor also, because it makes everybody happy. So it's very important that you get the right cast in anything that you do. And most executive producers, they don't get involved with the cast. Even the writers, they don't really get involved with the cast. And they hire a casting agency and say, oh, just give me a bunch of actors and, you know, and they'll go on that. And that's why you see a lot of independent movies that look crazy. You know what I mean? Because they didn't get personally involved with it. And I think people who get personally involved with things, that's a whole nother topic, but to get personally involved, you got to really be attached to a project. A lot of people who got the money to make a movie, they don't really have to be personally attached to a project, because movies making is expensive also. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they mainly be, you know, finances and stuff like that, so they don't care. But me, I had to finance everything, so I had to make sure that this came out the way it was supposed to come out. And I think I did that with every project I did. That's why most of my projects are successful. You know, so keep that in mind, too. Be personally involved in things that you do.
Absolutely. And Lyrics had the opportunity to look at Partner, didn't you, Lyrics?
Yes, I loved it, I have to say. I was, like, floored because I didn't believe this was an independent film. You know, it had the independent feel because of the actors, no big names, you know, things like that. But actually looking at it, you just would never know. And I actually recommended the movie for other people to see because I was just amazed by how good it was. And, you know, the twists and turns in the plot, just threw me. I was like, oh my gosh. I can't believe this just happened.
Yo, I got people because, you know, I was in the cigarette business before the movie business. And my old partner, not my business partner, but my old partner from the street that I introduced to the business, he had the nerve to call me. It was like, yo, am I daring? I'm like, nah, man. I'm like, UHT. I'm just making up parts for people that, you know, that would be a good character to make people happy. But, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
And I was going to ask you, too, about that, because I know you said that it wasn't really about you, but I was going to ask you if the characters were loosely based on people in your life, because it seemed like you had a good grasp on how the character was supposed to react to certain situations, like they had been there before.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was because the way I wrote it, I didn't really have to coach no one because the dialogue and the screenplay came from me. So it was like I wrote it the way I knew I wanted it to be said. So in order to say things a certain way, you got to act that way too. You know what I mean? So that's what I did. That's why that was how that was so easy to come across. And the locations that we filmed in were actual Brooklyn locations, actual prison locations. So where you was at, it made you feel like what you needed to feel based off of being
right.
Where you were at. You know what I mean? So, man, partner, yo, I was surprised too. I ain't going front because, yo, it was, I filmed a movie before in 2004 called The Building. And we did it 3/4 of the way. And I wasn't personally involved. That's when I was deep in the cigarette business and I was just throwing money everywhere. So I threw money in the wrong place and the movie got filmed 3/4 of the way. And when I took it to an editor to start working on the movie to be edited, it was filmed in 2 different formats. So the editor was like, it's not going to look at all the way it's supposed to look. So I fired everybody, stopped the production, and filmed Crackheads Going Wild over all the tapes. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And yeah, so that was my experience in doing this movie thing. And I said that to say, again, you got to be on top of your business. You got to be personally involved.
Absolutely. So, Mr. Hodges, I know that you had a situation this year with, you know, one of the popular brand stores out here, Duane Reade. Because I'm from New York as well, and I'm in Duane Reade like every day. And after I kind of read what happened, I kind of stopped going in there. So would you mind like sharing a little bit?
I wouldn't stop going in Duane Reade because it's not all Duane Reades that's that way. It just I had the unfortunate situation happen to me at that particular one. You know what I mean? And the people that were working in there shouldn't have been working in there. And they did things to me, and they did things to other customers in there by them having to see what they did to me that shouldn't have never happened. You know what I mean? And I would love to get deeper into this, but we still in court, and anything
right.
that I say, I know is going to come back. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I basically broke it down to you, like, it was something serious that happened. You know what I mean? Very serious. And that's about all I can really say to that. But it's not all of them. It was just that one.
Okay.
Just that one. And as far as I know, the one who initiated what happened was fired, and 2 other people was placed somewhere else because of the situation. You know what I mean? So it's not all Duane Reade's, because Duane Reade's is a beautiful chain. They wouldn't be alive, they wouldn't be successful if they weren't. You know what I mean? But they just got to watch who they hire and how they hire people.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, I was going to ask what happened, but...
No, we'll wait. We'll
now.
Wait for a follow-up.
Yeah, well, now.
Yeah, you're going to see. Hopefully you'll see, because I'm going to tell you like this. We in court right now, right? And, they have tapes of everything that happened, Duane Reade. At least they're supposed to have it because they have high-tech security, and when incidents happen to protect themselves from liability, they're supposed to have a recording of it. So I say that to say they have the tape. So if they wanted it to come out, they would make it come out. But
Right.
If they don't want it to come out and they don't handle things the proper way throughout the court system, I'm going to let it come out anyway. Because then
right.
the way I held back what happened. But believe me, I got a nice way of telling what happened when it comes time to it. You
right.
know what I mean? And that's they may not want me to say it. They got to
And I know they don't.
Money, so let's tell you
oh,
that.
No, that's bad for business.
Yes,
they
totally.
That's bad for business.
Money,
they're not going
to
want that.
That quiet.
Right,
no,
exactly.
They're not going to want it. And if they don't want to produce the tapes, I mean, that's just as bad to me because it's like you hiding what happened. Why would you hide it if it
mm-hmm.
happened? You know, let's go to trial and let's show the people, let's show the jury what happened. That's
mm-hmm.
all I'm saying. Let's show them.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
They don't want to do that. They don't
of
want to do
not.
That. But they try to use my criminal history. They say, oh, he's a bad guy. Yeah, they do that. They try to assassinate you because at the end of the day, they don't want the bad guy to have no money because in this country, money is power. But they
mm-hmm.
don't know I got money already because I established myself through the grassroots of filmmaking and other things when I was doing the cigarette business, how to, you know, I meet people and how to, you know, take care of
right.
them.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, and I'm gonna make sure that I fight tooth and nail for this to come out. Guarantee you. Guarantee.
I know. I hear it in your voice. I don't doubt you.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't doubt you.
No, and you know why I'm mad? Because it happened. You know what I mean? And I had, yo, my whole life, yo, my mother passed away first. Let me tell you this while I was in prison. But before she passed away, I hadn't seen her since I was about 12 years old. And she never visited me one time in prison. And I went to prison for something that I didn't do. You know what I mean? So it's like for me to get the system back for that, this gotta be the way to get them back. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Because I was dealt an injustice back then. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that I'm an innocent person. I'm a good guy because back then I wasn't a good guy. It's just that I got caught for something that I didn't do. They didn't catch me for things that I did do. You know what I mean? And I lost my mother while I was in there. You know what I mean? And to see that the way these people was trying to cover things up, I'm fighting hard to make sure it don't happen.
Absolutely.
You know, because they all in cahoots. The police department, the Wayne Reed, it's big corporations, yo. It's crazy. And I didn't realize it until this happened to me.
Right.
It's big business in New York City, big business.
Absolutely. I wanted to also say to you, Mr. Hodges, like, when we were supposed to link up before previously for our interview, I liked your site. Why did you change it? Like, I wanted to fight you when I went to go look for it today. I was like, why would he change that? It was so creative. It was different. It was interactive.
Because that site that I made, it was for partner, and it was for the movie, and it was personal.
Mm-hmm.
But all the information that was on that site, if you're
uh-huh.
my Facebook friend, it's there. If you're my MySpace friend, it's there. I still use MySpace every day. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? And if you're on LinkedIn, it's there. Everything that was there, you can still see it. What I did was I forwarded that site to my business site.
Okay.
Because at the
yeah,
end of the day, it's all business. And
mm-hmm.
unless you're my friend, you don't need to know all that personal stuff about me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I put the personal stuff on my personal sites, and I left the business for the business.
Yeah, I mean, I literally wanted to fight you. It makes sense why you did it, but I just thought it was so cool. And I was, like, so excited, and, you know, like, I'm excited today, don't get me wrong, that I finally get to talk to you. But it was, like, the beginning because I felt so connected to you just reading about you from that personal
mm-hmm.
site. So when I went to go look for it today, I was like, what? Did he want a fist fight? Do he know I'm you? Like, we could meet up and do this? Like, what's wrong with him? You know? But now that I know that it's somewhere there, you know, it can be referenced, I'll keep that in mind. But I do like, you know, how you changed everything around more clean, professional, and things of that nature. And I do understand why you did it on a professional level. But, you know, just wanted to
right.
give you, like, to let you know that I embraced you and was excited because it's just rare that you meet people who are so open about past life experiences.
That's very true.
So
when people are like
be.
That, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to be that way. And you know, it's a lot of people out here that would like to. They all have a voice. You know what I mean? It's just that they don't have the platform to do it. And I just happen to be one of those people that have been through a lot of things in life. So now that I have the platform, I have a lot to say. You know what I mean? Because I've been through a lot. And I can help a lot. I would love to help children because I was one of those children that didn't have parents. I was one of those street kids. I mean, like, I was doing robberies and snatching purses at the age of 9 years old in the street. You know what I mean? That was the environment in the 80s growing up. You know, my parents, my crackheads and all that. So, you know, it was hard for a kid growing up back then, so we had to do certain things to survive. And going through what I've been through, I always got caught. You know what I mean? So getting caught, I can talk about what I got caught. A lot of people, they not getting caught for the things that they doing, so they really can't talk. You know what I mean? Like, if I was still in the business, in the cigarette business, there's no way in the world I would talk about that. You know what I mean?
Right.
But my partners,
right,
the Indians who I had contracts with, they made it their business to get me out of that business. So being that I'm out of that business, I got a lot to say about that business. You know what I mean? And that's what Partner started. Partner started my mouth. And next is Lucy. And Lucy is going to have my mouth even wider open. And my partners that's still in the business are going to think I'm a snitch. But you know what? You're not snitching if you ain't in the business that you snitching about. So I'm just I'm a reporter now. Y'all welcome.
I love it.
Wow.
Right. I'm
reporting it through movies.
Exactly.
And if the government
want
to allow them to continue the business that they doing, because you don't hear about the cigarette underground cigarettes no more. You used to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear about that no more. It's because the government is getting paid too. You know what I mean? It's a lot going on, a lot in the tobacco business. And right now, it's millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars being made every day that y'all don't hear nothing about it. You know what I mean? Every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the government, they got so much money, the Indians and the people that's controlling that, it's so much money that it's in court forever. And the government can't do nothing about it.
Exactly. It's true. I haven't heard anything about the sales of cigarettes and things of that nature on the news lately.
You're not going to hear about it. You're not going to hear about it until my old partner gets tired of whoever he got distributing for him right now, and he's going to call the police and say he's coming off the reservation right now with this amount of cartons in this truck. And then you're going to see it in the newspaper, and then that's when you're going to hear all of a sudden, oh, the cigarette trade again. But that's what it is. It's big business, and sometimes the government wants somebody to take a fall whenever they want to make a statement about something being going on, and he has to give them up. Because the police is not going to sit outside the reservation 24 hours a day, every day. If they did that, it wouldn't be no underground tobacco trade. You know what I mean? But they're not doing that. So to satisfy their ego, they just give them up every once in a while.
Right. Absolutely.
But you're going to see all – I'm giving up too much. You're going to see it all in the new movie, Lucy.
I can't wait.
Yeah, y'all got the exclusive. Oh, my God. I gave y'all so much in this conversation.
We got the exclusive.
That's what it's
right
supposed
here on the
to
NT
be.
Show.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
I actually heard about Lucy in that it was going to be in reference to the cigarette trade again. So
exactly.
I knew about
the name Lucy is
right.
What they call cigarettes in the hood. You go to the corner store, let me get a Lucy. You know what
yes.
I mean? But the world, they're going to think Lucy is about a woman, but nah, everybody in the hood knows Lucy is about cigarettes.
Absolutely. So we have a question from the chat room from T. Weston Reed. She wanted to know, do you have any words of advice for an aspiring screenwriter?
Put your heart in it. Don't stop doing it. You got to do it. And meet the right connect. You got to meet the right connect.
It's all about
it don't
who
matter
you
know. How. Yeah, you, as long as you put your heart into what you did and you formatted it right and you got your business right, it's just a matter of meeting the right person at the right time to make it go further than what you put it. You know what I mean? All we can do is just move things along in our life, but we can't make everything happen. So that's when we meet people in our journey through life that can make us a little better. You know, sometimes people make you worse. You meet people that make you worse. You don't want to meet those. You want to meet the people that make you better in life. And if you're in a certain field, you meet people in that field. In that field, you'll meet the people that you need to know.
Absolutely. We have another question from the chat room from Dr. Sue. She asks, how do you meet those people that can help your career? Where do you go to find them? Or what do you do to find
them?
You
got a network. You got a network. Like right now, like as actually today, Cash Money, they signed an author named Quan. He's having a book signing in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going there because I want to network, because Cash Money is taking their books and turning them into films. So that means they have some type of licensing deals with networks. And I'm going to go network with them. And, you know, I'm an independent with my movie partner. I never sign a deal where someone can have control over my project. I have complete control over partner. And I know I can't get where I need to go on my own, keeping complete control. So Cash Money, they're like me. They come from the hood. And they have the connects right now that can get those deals that need to be done. And I don't mind breaking bread with them. So I'm going near to network with them, and they're going to know who Kyron Hodges is today. You know what I mean? And I say that to say is you have to do the same thing. You have to go wherever you feel is the person that you need to meet in the field that you need to be in, wherever they're going to be at, just go there and make yourself known. But you can't go crazy. You got to make, you know, you got to do it in a professional way. Have everything
exactly
that you have. You know what I mean? You got to have your project with you. If it's a screenplay or if it's a movie, have it with you so you can say, here you go. Or even a business card, you know, some mm-hmm. way where people can see what it is and contact you. You got to do that, you know. And it's just taking initiative. That's it. You take initiative in your life and someone see that, they're going to always want to make you go higher.
Exactly. So she also commented about how do you know who's shady and who isn't, which is kind of hard. For some people, in my opinion, you can totally see that right away. And for so many people, they have, like, so many masks that they put on daily that sometimes you just have to catch them with their mask off, because you will. Essentially, if you're not portraying who you really are, then you'll find that person with their mask off and really see who they are.
Yeah.
Well, most of the times it depends on where you met the person at, you know, how you met the person. And then after you meet the person and your business and everything is correct, how they respond to you after that, I think you can feel it. I mean, it's energy. You know what I mean? You can tell when a person is being shady, just like, you know, on the basic level of a man meeting a woman on the street. You can feel the energy of whether or not you're going to even respond to that man just off of his first thing come out his mouth. You know what I mean? So it's the same thing in business. People, you can feel people's energy. So if something don't seem right, then more than likely it ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
You know
that's
what I mean?
True. You better talk that knowledge. Preach.
That's
no. I'm coming to hang out with you, okay? And that's the bottom line. You said be aggressive. I'm going to be aggressive, and now I'm going to digress. Okay. Next. Okay, like I'm saying, like I'm going to be in his next, not Lucy. The one after Lucy, that's the one Miss P is going to be in. Just look for it. Wait for it. Okay. We have a caller on the line.
Be careful. Be careful. I'm in different fields. The next one.
Right.
The next one's
going to
be what? What's the next one?
I ain't going to say. I can't say. It's going to be a whole movie.
Okay, well, because it's nothing too crazy, Pants. Like, I'm down. So we have a call on the line, Mr. Hodges. Is it okay to take it?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, 347, you're on the air with Lyrics, Mr. Hodges, and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hello?
Hello, hi, how are you?
Yeah, how you doing, my fault. Yeah, I wanted to know how something came up with, you know, like how we really got started in the whole game, you know, the film game.
Okay.
Film game? I got started. This is how I got started in the film game. I was doing my cigarette thing, like I said earlier, and a friend of mine, his name is Lorenzo Hightower.
One second, Mr. Hodges, one second. I hate to cut you off, but can you turn down the volume on your PC or whatever it is that you have up, because it's giving bad feedback? Thank you.
That
go ahead. Continue, please. Whoever has their thing up where we can hear the echoing, stop it. Now, okay, we can continue. Mr. Hodges, please continue.
Yeah, I had, you know, I already knew him. His name is Lorenzo Hightower. I used to own a barbershop. and he was one of the customers that used to come in there. He, I think he was the road manager for Mary J. Blige at one time. And anyway, he had came up with the concept of the Crackhead Gone Wild. This was volume one. And he came to me because he didn't have money to manufacture the DVDs or whatever. So when he brought it to me, I liked it, and I liked what he did. You know what I mean? So I manufactured them, and once I did that with him, I got, like I said earlier, I got involved in the movie process of making part two and part three and part four. And that's when I was like, you know what, I want to do a movie about me now. And that's, I guess that what you can say, you know, started me off in the movie business.
Hello? Caller. Okay. Hopefully you didn't take any offense to the fact that you can't have certain things generating when you're live on air because it just kind of reacts with everything and it messes up the interview. And I can't have that in my life. So thank you for calling in. And, next. Totally next, you know. So anyway, I wanted to know, like, have you ever seen a movie and after seeing it, you're like, hey, I could have did this better or I would have did this or I would have done that? And if so, which movie did you feel that strongly about?
I don't want to I just recently watched Master P's new movie. I don't know if it's new, but it's called Still About It. It mm-hmm. was like you know, you remember About It?
Yeah.
Well, he did this one in 2012, I think. And with all the money Master P has, there's no way that that movie should have looked and sounded the way that it did. You know what I mean? And it's that bad, quality-wise. I mean, mm-hmm. the movie itself is good, it's enjoyable, the storyline, the concept, but the quality... There's no way Master P Money is supposed to come out with something like that. So that would be the movie that I would say if I did it, it definitely would have looked better than that.
Wait, wow. I have to check that out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Should I check
Still
it out?
About.
No.
No, it's actually good. It's good. No, it's good. It's excellent. I liked it. I enjoyed it. But when you see it, you'll understand what I mean. It looked like you
right.
filmed it with a camcorder. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and
no.
the lighting was horrible and all that. But it has Master P's name on it and in it, and, you know, I just didn't understand it.
Right. Absolutely.
For him to put out Still About It after all those hundreds of millions of dollars that he made, that movie was supposed to be dead popping.
Exactly. I'm sorry. It's true, though. I agree 110%.
Yes.
With things have to – it's all about presentation. You know, you don't have to spend like a quadrillion dollars on something to make it nice or make it look good or come up on top. You don't have to. It's just
but
all
at least
on
make
the presentation.
It look like you put the effort for.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit about your company for those who are tuned in and interested in hiring and, you know, gaining from your business. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we do everything as far as this entertainment business concern. We do music. I have an artist. His name is Dugatti. We have recording studios where we make all our music happen. We have film equipment. We make music videos. We make films now, as you can see. We do documentary.
Mm-hmm.
We basically do everything. You know what I mean? I'm well connected. The same way I was connected in the street, I'm now connected in the movie industry. You know what I mean? As far as getting things made. You know, now I'm getting myself connected in the other side of the movie business, which is distribution and licensing and things of that nature. So that's what I'm working on now.
Yeah, that's exciting. It's exciting. Go ahead, Lyrics.
I wanted to ask you, I wanted to go back to, you know, you saying that you wanted to go through a more broad company to distribute your movies, like you said you were going to Cash Money, I think it was, to see if they could do something more with your project. But you already have won, like, awards for Patna in the independent film spectrum.
Yeah,
is
I won four awards. Yeah, I won four awards, actually. Best feature film. Two of my actors won for the best actor as far as all the other films that were in the festival. They won Best Actor. And I also won Best Screenplay in 2008, all for Partner. You know what I mean? And it's crazy because you would think after having stuff like that, and I got accepted at Tribeca Film Festival, and there's people in overseas over in Europe that want me to screen it in their film festivals, that want me to want me to come to London and all that. You know what I mean? So you would think that I would be on TV and all that already by now. But because of who my history is, you know, as far as, you know, with the law, they don't want that type of person to, you know, really be successful. So that holds me back a lot. But it doesn't. It just holds me back from being successful in the mainstream. You know what I mean? But I go on the road. I work hard. You know what I mean? You can go to Blockbuster. I go to Blockbuster. I'm taking people's car. I'm taking their connects right in front of their door. They can go to Blockbuster and try to buy another movie, and they'll see my big rap truck outside with my movie selling it to their people. You know what I mean? So I move a lot of copies of my movie that way, you know, just going on tour. And this is why I still have my voice, because I'm all over the place on my own without people having to put me there. You know what I mean?
Kinda
so
like
I'm
how
looking
sell
right.
Trunk.
Right. It's the same concept. Same concept. It's just that some people got enough money to send other people out to do it for them. You know what I mean? If they even doing it at all, because I don't think people realize the effectiveness of that hard road grind. It's very effective. You know what I mean? That's how Crackheads Going Wild got so successful, because I took a page out of that. You know what I mean? We went on tour all across the United States. We never went overseas with it. But all over the United States, we went on tour filming Crackheads, doing crazy funny stuff. You know what I mean? So what we got on top of our business, it just took what we did now, made it that much more easier to do. And most people should do that. Work hard. You got to work hard at something. Anything you work hard at, you're going to be successful at, as long as you're doing it right.
Right.
Absolutely.
So everybody get your hustle up.
Well, you got to get your hustle up. You know what I mean? It's a hustle to me because that's how I grew up, hustling. You know what I mean? So I treat everything now like it's a hustle. And not that it's bad. Hustling is just a matter of making money add up, not subtract. You know what I mean? The only way you can do that is making sure everything moves the way it's supposed to move and being
Absolutely.
On top of it.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. So I know that you're driving still and you're in the rain, and we're not going to try to keep you on all night long.
No, I'm parked now. I got to where
I
need to be.
Are you parked now? You here? You here? You with us?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here now chilling. I'm enjoying the conversation. I'll never be on the phone this long with nobody.
I know, right? I'm like, dag. I'm like, whoa, we must be like superstars right now. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm mad right now.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and I wanted to read you a comment that Zihi Magazine had made in a chat room about you. She said that a lot of people, in other words, are just, you know, they have the same connections in the industry, but they're intimidated by you.
But why? I mean,
because you know what it is? Can I give you my insight just from what my mom has told me? And that was basically something really simple, and I didn't understand it then, but I understand it now. And I used to say, how come everybody always want to pick on me and fight me and bully me and things of that nature? And they have the same thing I have and blah, 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 blah. We're both girls, whatever. Bottom line was my mom was like, hey, listen, it's not about if you're pretty, if you're ugly, if you're fat, if you're skinny or whatever. You don't have to have anything, or people could have more, but is what you project as an individual that people don't always have in them. And there's no amount of money that you can have that will write you a check to have a certain personality and certain charisma about yourself. So the reason why people are intimidated by you or jealous of you or dislike you, not because you're a horrible person, just because you exude something that they wish they had and they can't just go and buy it. So when she said that to me, I didn't get it, but now I do. Because I pay attention now to my surroundings, and it's not about if I pulled up in a Jaguar or I got out of a cab or I came on a train and you came by jet. It's not about that. It's about who I am when my presence is in the room that people can't handle. Because for whatever reasons, they're intimidated by that because they don't have that self-confidence. They don't know themselves. They're still trying to find themselves, and they can't buy nothing that can project that or give that energy off to people. So they dislike you because people will gravitate to you for nothing, and they have to buy people to gravitate to them. So that's why people in my mind are intimidated by me and you as well and all those out there that get that shade.
Exactly. Wow. And look at you. You where you want to be. You on the radio and all that. That's what's up.
Yeah, you know.
So, good way to live.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, that's my little piece of my mommy's insight.
All right, yo.
Great insight.
Well, it's too late now. I went on the phone. Oh, here she go. My girl calling now. Y'all going to have to say what up to her. Cause, hold on.
We going to say what's up to her.
B. Huh? Baby. Yeah, you on the radio right now, live. I'm on the radio.
Fuck the radio. Let me listen.
I'm on the radio interview right now. I'm gonna hang up on the radio then because you're really on the radio right now.
Yes, you really are. All right, so we're gonna let you go, Mr. Hodges. We're gonna let you go, Mr. Hodges. And we really thank you for taking the time to call in for our listeners and doing an interview. And we wish you nothing but success. Keep us posted on Lucy.
Yes.
And we'll
thank
stay
you.
In tune with you. All right?
Please.
So have a good night, Mr. Hodges.
Much.
Thank you.
All right, later.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was Mr. Hodges. So we're just going to give a shout-out to him for taking the time to call in and showing love.
Thank you, Carlon Hodges.
Yay! So for all those who are not in... Yeah, for all those who are not in tune with partner, then definitely... get in tune with it. You can reference him for his Headliner Productions, Inc. at partner.com, which is PotNah.com. Look him up. Stay in tune. He says he's on MySpace and every day, which I have to get back on because I forgot all about them lyrics. Okay, but definitely check him out on Facebook, MySpace, and he's also on Twitter. Great guy. Seems like he has everything, you know, all worked out for him, and he's benefiting. So definitely, you know, check him out. Anything you want to add to the interview?
Not at all. It was awesome. You know, I didn't expect him to be so forthcoming with all his information, so I'm glad about that. And also, if you haven't seen Potnah, PotNah, please do. It's a great film. He did an exceptional job, and I really believe in this project. I hope that he can do whatever he needs to do to move forward with this project and make it even more successful than it is right now. So,
absolutely.
Thank you so much, Carlon Hodges, again, for being in tune with us today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And we also want to give a shout-out to his baby, his girlfriend, for, you know, being patient enough to allow us the time that she was awaiting his phone call. We meant no disrespect.
None at all.
Yeah, and definitely, please disclaim the cursing part of it all. We have a disclaimer on that aspect of it. We wasn't expecting it. Neither was she, so it was all good. So I just want to give a quick shout-out to the Intune Show family and Lyrics being one of them. Thank you so much for all that you do. I want to give a shout-out to Dr. Sue, who's in the chat room right now and constantly supporting the Intune Show. And we want to just give a big hug to Dr. Sue, which she's also on tonight. So you guys can check her out at 10 o'clock with In Bed with Dr. Sue. So tune in at 10. Be there or be square. I want to give a shout-out to Lorenzo Hightower, who just signed into the chat room. Big hugs to you. Much love to T. Austin Reed for always being in tune and being supportive. Big shout out to Zihin Magazine. Check them out. ZihinMagazine.com. Global. They're global, so check them out. Big shout out to Phoenix Star 9, who's always in tuned and showing love for the Intune Show. Shout out to Altitude, to Diva J, to Sienna, to Abby, to Darius, to God Gifts to Men, to I Love My Weirdness, to CR Bundy. I mean, sheesh. To Lady Twinkles, who's coming back to the Intune Show. I mean, the list goes on. We're just amazing.
Wow. We're expanding tremendously.
Wow.
We are amazing. So be sure to check out PhoenixStar9Online.com. Check out the DrSueReview.com. Check out PortalTaxi.net. Join them. They're part of the Intune family in a sense that we embrace people who are doing a damn thing and showing love to the community. So check out PortalTaxi.com. Also check out our affiliates, The Mark Gorton Show, who is a legendary Grammy Award producer, writer from the original LaVert group. He's the last remaining member, so show love. He's featuring indie artist videos, so definitely submit your videos to markgortonshow.com. Much love again to Miss MC Light. Check out her website at hiphopsisters.org and spacedoutmagazine.com. Check them out. So I'm showing love to people always, 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 because that's the way it should be.
Absolutely, and they're showing love back.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? I don't even need people to show love in a sense of giving us shout-outs and stuff like that, because we're doing what we have to do, and we put in everything positive, the family and I, into the Intune Show and all that we do. So it's going to come back to us. Good things come to those who wait, and good things come to those that have great intent.
It's karma, baby.
Yes, it's karma. So we love you guys, and we thank you all for your support and tuning into the Intune Show every time we're live. We love you, love you, love you. And for all those who want to submit music to the Intune Show, we have our music coordinator lyrics on right now, when you can submit music MP3 formatted. No cussing, okay? No cussing.
Please, no cursing. I don't care
no.
what you think is a curse word. It's a curse word. Yes. Even if you feel like it's not in today's language, it is. So please don't send it, because I won't accept it. And I really hate for your music not to be played for that reason alone.
Exactly. And she's strict, guys. I tried to send her my music and she declined me, okay? Because I was cursing in my music, my rap, okay? I didn't know I rap, but I sent lyrics to my music and she declined me. So she's that strict
right.
with it. So just make sure that it's clean MP3 formatted and it's titled. So basically, I don't want her to have to figure out what's the name of your track. Write it, embed it into your links, okay? Embed them. I don't want her to have to do all of that work for you, period. Send it to music@theintuneshow.com, and we will take it from there. Thank you all for being in tune. Thank you, Lyrics, for staying on with me
Thank
and interviewing
you.
Mr. Hodges. Thank you. Have a good night, beautiful.
Thanks, family. You too.
Yay. So we're going to be here tomorrow night, and we're going to be on at 10 p.m., so be in tune. And, again, check out Dr. Sue. She'll be on at 10 p.m. in bed with Dr. Sue. Have a good night, guys, and stay in tune.
I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm about to take it to the moon.